we're still in that part of the, you know, the time after Pentecost. And so we had this text from Amos today. So many of these prophetic texts tell us the same thing. Really mean what you say. Really mean what you do. You know, God's not impressed with ceremonies, but with a heart that's given over to Him. And so that's the, you see, if you would offer me burnt offerings, then let justice surge like water and goodness like an unfailing stream. How do you treat one another? Now, you know how important that is. In another place, our Lord says, if you're on your way to make an offering at the temple, and you remember that one of your brothers or sisters has something against you, leave your gift and go get reconciled, and then come back and offer your gift. It's that important. And that's why, you know, I'm saying this Mass today for peace and justice, because it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that we're heading for more and more disaster because we're not obeying God. And it's horrendous what's going on. So I'm saying these prayers for peace today. And that's why. During Mass, see if the Lord shows you where you're not at peace with somebody, or somebody is not at peace with you, and do something about it. We're at a, you know, significant turning point in the history of the world. This is the first time in the history of the world in when whatever happens over in the Middle East is going to affect us. The globe has shrunk. And on the spiritual level, this has always been true. The evil, the selfishness, the murder that we do has impact on the whole world. And so, our generosity in giving our lives to the Lord has impact on the whole world. Just think, for instance, of Saint Therese. All these saints and the Polish woman.
Saint Faustina.
Faustina. The same sort of thing. Give my life to the Lord. Carry suffering for Him. And I'll bathe the world in peace. The Lord will through me. Think how she suffered, Therese. Huh? In a way, she's the patron saint of atheists. Why? Because at the end of her life, in all but the tiny point, the tip of her soul, she was convinced there's no God. Life is a joke. I'm going to die. They're going to throw my body in a hole in the ground. And that's that. Now, why did she suffer that? And cling to that place in her where she knew God's love and knew that it was bottled up. And she offered herself to the merciful love of God. Use me as someone through whom your merciful love can get out to the whole world. And so that's why as I think of her, she's really the patron saint of atheists. Because she was tempted to atheism, but hung fast and prayed for the world and prayed for mercy. And we should do the same. We should pray. That's why there's a kind of an obscure saint today. I'm saying this Mass for peace, because people are frightened. My Lord, look what's going on in the Middle East. Such blindness, such hatred, such cruelty. And the Lord is saying to us, pray, pray, pray. I need these prayers, my prayers, in you, on this earth, here, off the air, right on the earth, to change this.